Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yeah, it's Barry Homeowner here.
Yeah,
I got one of those Kärchers, you know, for car washing, patio cleaning.
Yeah.
I got all the accessories, Andy.
Jet wash, yeah?
Yeah, it's a jet washer. It's bright yellow, and it's brightened up my life, right? It cleans the grout, the concrete, glass. Next door, Andy, right?
Yeah.
It's got a bucket and a mop. A fucking fucking renter.
Renter, yeah. Yeah.
Ding-dong, landlord.
Yeah.
Sorry. Ding-dong, landlord here. Get out of my house. I'm selling it to a real man who can afford a mortgage. Yeah. I've got a smart meter this week. It lets me constantly monitor my consumption.
Yeah.
It's a service that isn't available to a renter, obviously.
No, you can't.
Ding-dong,
do
landlord
that.
Here. I'm giving you 1 month's notice that you're a wanker who can't afford a mortgage. Yeah, bloody good, isn't it?
Listen, you know, halogen bulbs?
Yeah. You know, super efficient.
No, they're not, though.
Really?
You'd assume they were energy efficient. You'd assume it.
Yeah, I did.
You?
I did, yeah.
But no. Oh, man, I'm tempted to pull them all out and, I don't know, send them down the food bank or something.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Fuck who? Renters!
Renters!
Hey, I got a new ISA this year, tax-efficient shelf.
Did you go on the forums and research it?
Yeah, just went straight to the forum, says best ISA, picked an ISA. It's a tax sort of shelf for your savings and investments.
Yeah.
The interest alone actually keeps me in lasagna for the whole year. It's a peach of a system.
Beautiful.
Imagine giving half your income. Honestly, Andy, giving half your income to a landlord.
I can't imagine.
You might as well just throw it in a big fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then put the fire out with your jet washer.
Yeah, ding dong, landlord here. I want to inspect your bedding for tears. You renters tend to cry most at night when I'm at the casino. Yeah, Barry Homeowner here. Hi.
Oh, hi, Barry.
Oh, yeah, great to see you. Pop round some time for some lasagna!
Hang on.
Oh, hello. What a bore.
Hello, Barry.
Who's the... Oh, it's fucking
next
tenant.
Door. It's the next door neighbour.
Hello there.
Terry Renter.
All right, Terry. Can you be quick, Terry? I'm actually online.
That's all I wanted to ask you about, Barry. Can I leech off your internet for a bit so I can go online and look at some nice pictures on the internet? Because I can't afford internet myself because of the rent.
Yeah.
And my landlord says I'm not allowed to put pictures up on my wall.
Yeah, that's quite right.
So can I look at pictures on the internet? Use your internet, Barry?
No, you can't, Terry.
Why not, Barry?
You can't because you're a renter. Get a fucking life.
Well, that's not my fault, Barry.
Oh, ding dong, landlord here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No way, renter. No way, renter. See ya.
Can I?
Hey, no way, renter.
Barry.
Yeah, Terry.
Are you still in?
Yeah.
Can I come round later with me kids and come with stroke your rabbit? Because me lease says I'm not allowed to have pets. And we used to have a puppy, but we had to give it away at the dog shelter. So if we could just come round and see your rabbit for a while, me and the kids.
Terry.
Please, Barry.
Out you go, renter.
Oh, fucking hell, man, Barry.
Barry, I have to do these as a run. I got to get in on him.
Do some Barry gun, go on then.
Yeah, I've extended my patio decking to the side of the house, right, yeah? So even if you come in from the side entrance, you're going to see that this homeowner is well decked. Ding dong, landlord here. Landlord, just wondered if I could put some decking outside the back door. No way, renter. The only decking you'll be getting is the one from the bailiffs when they evict you for rent arrears. Arf, arf, arf.
Oh.
I've got an energy-saving app on my smartphone that updates tariffs, monitors consumption. My up-and-over garage doors are surprisingly energy-efficient, even with the in-situ safety cameras. I'm chuffed to fuck with them, I really am. Ding dong, landlord here. Just came to empty the pay-as-you-go electricity meter. I need the spare change to buy some sirloin steaks for my pooch.
Oh, Barry, man.
Barry, homeowner here. Have you seen those new Hive thermostats? You can, as it were, literally control your home from your phone. I can create a hotspot for my Japanese ha-ha tree to flourish. It's such a talking point.
Is the ha-ha tree on wheels? Is it remote controlled?
No, it's on a silver salver. Hey, I've got solar panels, you know, send the money back to the grid.
Yeah.
I'm literally taking the direct piss out of the energy industry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got that self-cleaning glass in my windows. The molecular structure is so complex the water is actually repelled, you know, like a magnet.
Right.
I'm literally bringing the window cleaning industry to its fucking knees. I swear
down. By fucking time.
Got a dinner party tonight with Jeff and Erica. We're having lasagna! Yeah, we're going to dress a bit like Abigail's party.
Ironically, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope no one dies.
Hey, I've got a wireless camera giving me a 24-hour feed direct to my smartphone of the exterior of my home. I'm literally the police's number one asset on my estate.
Have they told you that? Have they given you a certificate?
They don't fucking need to. It's the looks they give me.
Yeah.
Barry Ormola, I better get them to the voice first, Andrew. It's what's that's the way in, isn't it? That's the door to Barry.
Did I tell you I bought some craft beer brewed using ground up goose tits? It's an incredible tittle. £9 a bottle from Goosey Brews in Shoreditch. I really, really highly recommend that one, Andrew. And I joined the dating site Plenty of Fish. Do you know Plenty of Fish?
No.
It's a slightly upmarket dating site. And you know what? Calling it Plenty of Fish, I must be quite a catch because I've had two pings already and I've only been on it 6 months, yeah? I tell you what, my bio was easy. I just put down homeowner, Fitbit owner, kitchen island owner, memory foam mattress owner, Nespresso machine owner, I love Formula One, medium height, 5'5", look great in my Gucci Converse, ideal broad Rachel Riley lookalike but with less brains. Yeah, two hits, two fucking pings. Hey, Andrew, I was at an English tourist board, Three Crown rated hotel this week. Beautiful restaurant, yeah? Had a burger there with the chips placed on top of each other like Jenga.
Ooh.
Never seen that before. I absolutely loved it. I absolutely loved it. Highly recommend this place. I'll give you its name.
I've asked Barry Ormona to come in. I thought you might like to interview him. Can you see him outside there? Shall I get Barry Ormona in? You want to interview him?
Yeah, he's there. I'm just saying through the door there. Go on, fetch him in. Put your microphone back in the right place when he comes in.
I'll get out.
You get out, yeah.
Hi.
Barry.
Hi. Yep.
Barry,
yep,
hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, it's great to be here, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, Barry, you're a homeowner, obviously.
Yep.
Would you give our listeners a quick description of your home?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's modern Georgian in an exclusive cul-de-sac. Small grass front lawn, larger back garden, one-third decking, two-thirds lawn and borders. Room for two cars on the drive, up and over automated garage door. Really sweet. The sort of place an actor or a fine art dealer might aspire to. Yep.
All right, so what, a bit like Brookside?
Yeah, that kind of upmarket vibe. With a Georgian twist, yeah.
All right, Georgian twist, right, okay. Barry, have you got a mortgage or, you know, do you own the house outright? Have you paid the mortgage off?
Yeah, got you. Yeah, I got a fixed rate mortgage, right, that I switcheroo every 2 years. Banking industry fucking hates me. If there's a hoop, I jump into it with my eyes shut and my fucking shirt unbuttoned, pal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Barry, do you have a wife or a girlfriend?
Well, I mean, my wife did a leave-a-rooney on me about 6 months ago. Okay. Basically, we were incompata partata. Do you know what I mean? Incompatible.
So. Yeah.
I love sports. I love cars, designer clothes, designer haircuts, designer furnitures. She was a slob. There, I said it. A fucking slobitatis idiotii.
Oh, you laugh like Bob. But Barry, what makes your house so special?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, I think most of all, it's the vibe.
Yep.
It's like, you know, it's like I went to Ibiza,
yep,
bottled the vibe and painted my walls with it, yeah?
Have you been to Ibiza?
No, man. I'm too busy making my money tree. You know what I mean? Yep.
Right. What is it you do for a living, Barry?
Yeah, I'm a dick model. Only jokes, yeah. I'm head of telesales for Britain's fifth largest electrical retailer.
Okay.
Yeah, AO. I've got so much responsibility on my shoulders that I have to wear a backpack 24/7.
Okay.
Yeah.
What car do you drive, Barry?
Yeah, red Audi TT, turbo diesel, one of the fastest sports cars in the south of England. Brutal if you floor it at the lights or at the car park exit opposite Frankie and Benny's, yeah.
How tall are you, Barry?
I'd say medium height, around 5'5", yeah, that area.
Medium, you say?
Yeah, defo, yeah.
You sure, yeah?
Yeah, well, taller still when I'm wearing my cowboy boots, which I usually am, yeah.
Okay, thanks for joining us today, Barry Homeowner.
Yeah, well, I hope you've enjoyed it. Hey, I'm just networking out there in the office.
Right.
If you need any more, okay?
If I do, I'll let you know. Thanks, Barry, yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
That was hilario. Are we still on air?
Yeah.
I thought I was good, did you?
Yeah, I'd probably get in the podcast, actually. That was all right.
Yeah, no, it's fucking hilario. You're really good.
Yeah,
see you anyway. Bye. So, how was he?
A bit of a prick.
He's a bit of a prick, isn't he? Fuck, he's not very tall, is he?
He provided a good 2 minutes of content, though, so that was good.
Yeah, he's not very tall, is he?
He's
tiny little fella.
He'd do all right in a limbo contest.
Shit, yeah.
In Ibiza, if he ever went there.
So, I've got this song I'm just desperate to do, Andy, because it's been sent to me by, sent on a tape, so if I just play the tape, to be honest.
All right.
I can just find it. It's Barry Homeowner.
Okay.
Okay. Yup. So, my name's Barry Homeowner, Barry C. Homeowner, actually. What's the C for, you say? Sailing ships, in I reply. But that's only jokes, only the laughles. It's Colin. Barry Colin, homeowner. Just to bring you up to speed, a Rooney, I'm 35, recently single, got an incredible sense of humour that is literally off the scale. Big scales, like those they use to weigh trucks. Yup, average height 5'5 or thereabouty. Popular at school and at work, popular on Facebook, and frequent flyer in all the buzzing chat rooms. Yeah, I'm Barry C, homeowner. I got a beautiful house in a cul-de-sac. It's got a garden at the front and decking round the back. It's got a square front lawn and a cherry tree and a house sign that reads Serendipity. 'Cause once you're inside, it will blow your mind. It will change how you thought about art and design. Yes, once you're inside, you won't want to leave. You'll want to question me about all I've achieved. I've got a walk-through lounge into kitchen diner, fitted units and a kitchen island. Got a wall-mounted eye-level coffee machine and an inbuilt oven that's completely self-clean. I got an L-shaped deep red leather settee and a curved screen 4K HDTV. Wireless control for the boiler and blinds. Yes, once you're inside, it's going to blow your mind. Yeah, the wife did a leave-a-rooney about 5 months ago. No kids to complicate things. Turned out I had very thin sperm. She got a new fella now. Sometimes see them out and about in the shopping centre. He's taller than me. Had a mate of mine follow him once. Seems he owns a tapas bar, stroke art gallery near the old Corn Exchange. Truth is, we were incompetata. She wanted to spend money on holidays. I wanted to spend it on upgrades on the sound system. I love broadband. She loves Broadchurch. She liked paying for thrills. I like paying the bills online and on time. Do you get the picture-oo? So I've named my new smoothie a Leverooney. I got double glazing. The savings amazing. Got a nursery room for the kids I'm not raising. I kept a key to a car and one of her bras. I've got every password that she ever used. She did a Leverooney. She walked out on me when I was out with me mum. In Peterlee, I gave her every move and every line to keep her in my life until we expired. So step into this empty house of mine. It will change how you thought about art and design. And once you're inside, you won't want to leave. Unlike that bitch with her new bloke Steve. I got a queen size bed that feels like a two. I've been collecting her hairs from the dressing room. Her new bloke Steve is a spit of DJ Spoonie. I guess that's why she did a Leverooney. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
so that was Barry. That was a long song, wasn't
it? Jesus Christ. That was. I don't think I've ever hated so much anyone so much
as Barry.
As I hate Barry Holmes.
So, but it's not. I mean, I think of the wife. She's got out.
She has.
And she's copped off with someone who looks like DJ Spoonie.
Yeah.
It's not bad, is it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm joined in the studio now by our special guest this afternoon, Mr. Barry Homeowner. Hi there, Barry.
Hello. Sorry, like, it's Barry, isn't it?
Sound like Bob Homer. hello, Barry.
Yeah, hello, hi. It's a nice rig you've got here.
Whatever. Now, you describe yourself as the octopus of the business freeway, a free-thinking pop-up blue sky launch pad that takes root in any community brave enough to drink his wisdom. But we're going to try and get under your skin here.
Yeah.
So, you're an estate agent, Barry?
Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, obviously it's office-based, but with massive outdoor reach and interaction. Andrew, it's targets.
Right.
If you don't hit them, it's a shitteroo. But when you do, it's like driving an Aston Martin straight at a fox, a massive Russia doodle-doo.
Mm.
Yeah.
What turns you on, Barry?
What turns me on? It's a good question, Andrew. Well, certainly design classics such as 70s Habitat, 60s G-Plan. Look, here's a tipperoonie. I'm pretty damn sure that some of the side tables at Oak Furniture Land are going to become design classics of the future. Buy now and watch their value go up into the business sky. That's free to you, sir.
Barry, are you looking for a new lady in your life?
Yeah, the ladies. Well, yeah, well, not actively. I'm on Plenty of Fish, you know, the dating site. I'm just on there for lols, really. You know, my life is full of female inputs. Lady at Cafe Nero, who always marks my cup, Barry Homo. the receptionist Laura at work, who can't keep her eyes off my butteroonie, you know. Tommy Hilfiger High Rider slacks, that's my secret. So, yeah, plenty of ladies. Don't know what it is, but if I had to guess, I would say it's my physique and the great things that I say.
Yeah, I can see that. What car do you drive, Barry?
When I meet a lady, Andy, I take a three-pronged approach. One, I walk up to them on my tippy-tippy toes with my tongue slightly out and my flies undone, about 1 inch. Two, I say, how da doo da Rooney, and wet my lips with my tongue, yeah? Then I ask them if it would be okay if I brushed their hair.
Bit creepy.
That, my friend Rooney, is the first step on the That, my friend Rooney, is the first step on the ladder of love, the stairway to melons.
I'll ask you the question I tried to ask you a minute ago. What car do you drive, Barry?
Motor car.
Yeah.
Only the jokes. Just a roffle bomb. I'm between cars at the mo. Wife took hours on the big splitteroony. Prob's going to bag a contract hire from one of the nationals. Probably a Peugeot, black or red. Must-haves. Aircon, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi hotspot and auto gearbox. So I've got one hand free to point at things as I pass them.
What sort of things do you like to point at, Barry?
Monuments, billboards,
yeah,
and shrubs.
Well, thanks for popping in, Barry, and telling us a little bit about yourself today.
Could you ask me how I'm sleeping at the moment?
How are you sleeping at the moment, Barry?
On my back. Soz, just a ruffle grenade with a side order of laffles. Pretty well, though. I do have the occasional semolina nightmare where an ape digests me and displays my bottled essence in his bistro. As I've always said, you can sleep when you're dead. And by that, I mean dead tired.
Thank you very much there, Barry Homeowner, for joining us today.
No, the thank-a-roonies are on me. Hey, is there a Boots nearby? I need some German hair shampoo and some Zoverax for my cold balls.
I don't know, probably.
Still cheers anyway. Bye.
Bye, Barry.
Yeah. Chowderoonie, guys.
He sent me this, you see.
Right.
Chowderoonie, guys. I'm cocking a hoop today. Just bought myself a new set of wheels. Got an end-of-year bonus that was sherbet fountain sweet. Big surprise. Didn't even found out about it until I was pinged into my online Smart Saver account. Earns me interest of just over 0.5% and gets me a free cappuccino at Patisserie Valerie every day of my incredible life. So I researched all the happening coupes and soft tops, and my style radar landed on the Audi TT. I went hard top because it adds to chassis rigidity, and when I take the hairpin near my favourite artisan bakers, that chassis needs all the help it can get, because I don't take my foot off the pedal later until I get to the T-junction near Maplin's. I mean, I would have looked like, you know, the King of Peterborough in a soft top with a satin shirt, Ray Burns and my Timex watch piece glinting on the sun. But a quick check on the Nerooney showed me that UK sun only shines average 4 days per month, and that's not enough display time for a peacock like me, Andrew. It's metallic white, 20-inch shoes, 200 brake horsepower, and that all-important Bluetooth connectivity and wireless hotspot. In my line of work, if you're not plugged in, then the water don't boil. Yeah. Got a great deal. Zero interest for the first year. Deposit contribution of 2K and free servicing for 2 years. The guys at the Audi dealership were the coolest dudes I'd ever split the breeze with. Hilario and in top condition. Their lives are kind of like Wall Street, but without the commute. I think they really liked me, which would explain the complimentary screen wash in the boot. They said, pop in any time for a chat, and you bet I will. You know, just like mates drop by on a Wimmeroonie. Anyway, I was out cruising yesterday, pull up at the lights, and who's there beside me but the ex and her new fella, the DJ Spoonie-a-likey? But hear this is the bestest ever, right? He's driving a Mazda MX-5. I ask you, fucking hell, it's a tin of peaches on wheels, yeah? I swear, nothing needed to be said. I mean, there I am in this new Audi TT, and there she is in what's basically souped-up hairdryer, yeah? I gave her a little smile, and that smile said, how's the Louvre-Rooney going for you, Mem Saab? Hilario. Then I floored it and left Spoonie eating road dust. I had a quick look in the mirror and I could see them both laughing. The kind of laugh you do when you're embarrassed and hurt. Barry 1, Spoonie 0. Awesome moment. Nearly done. Then I floored it and left Spoonie. Yeah, so okay then. Things are pretty damn perfect at the moment. Just going to take the TT for a spinneroonie out in the ring road. Hey, might even pop in for a camp-a-choo-choo with the Audi lads. I'll get it mate rates. Ciao bella fellas. See ya.
I wish I had honked there because I like camp-a-choo-choo. That was good.
Camp-a-choo-choo.
Camp-a-choo-choo.
You like a camp-a-choo-choo?
I like one of them. I don't know what it is, but I'll have one.
Barry Homeowner here. Just thought I'd bring you up to date a Rooney on La Circumstance de Moi, yeah? So let's cover the three main life boxes: workplace, home space, and leisure plane. Yeah, you're up for that, Andrew? Space first. Let's focus straight away on my kitchen island, Le Centre Ville, as it were. I've recently had the Corian reburnished. It really can zing the reflections from the mixer taps now. I'm very pleased with it. Yeah. I've purchased a third bar stool stroke cabaret chair to sit at the island, you know, just in case I have a double visitor Rooney. Make mine double cream at that cappuccino. Yeah?
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
One major addition to the boutique hotel at home vibe is I've got two reclaimed plywood clipboards that I've hung from the lighting rig above the island using old coiled telephone flex, yeah?
Yeah.
Undecided what they are for yet, but I just know they're going to be an inspiration somewhere down the line of Rooney. Moving box to the workspace. That's very much as it was. I'm lead negotiator rentals. I'm currently riding a 6% commission average, and that's including a 10K handicap that's been run out across all the branches.
Yeah.
God her ma, who saved birthday card from my workmates last week on the occasion of my birth celebrations, and I contributed to the madness with a 24-piece donut centrepiece. We all ate like effing kings that day. We were 10 minutes into our half-hour lunch break before the per-hurdy-hurdy-hurdy drifted to a fizzle.
What?
Yeah, that was per-hurdy. It's like the way I say party.
Jesus.
That's the difference that is me. There's a chickadoo. Yeah, a chickadoo just started, and I've positioned her under my wing, yeah? Her family is originally from Malaysia in the far distant east of the world, yeah? Her name's Predin. Get in, Predin. That's what I say whenever I take her on a viewing. Yeah. It's set in, Predin. That's what I say when it's been raining for a while, Andrew. Yeah. Pet in, Predin. That's what I say whenever a client brings their dog. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's great fun. Needless to say, she's fascinated by me and my life. There's a real connection developing. Watch this space. To be continued.
TBC.
Every picture tells 1,000 words. Yeah. Got a new regional manager, Dave Tranter. Old school. He's old school. Totally unwoke. Grey M&S suit with a pink shirt and white tie. Still calls a room instead of a space. I know. Decent motivator, terrible innovator. Rejected my idea of VR headsets, that's virtual reality, headsets for in-situ virtual property tours. Said clients need to smell, touch and breathe the property. Keep it visceral. Give them the personal touch. Hey, I just winked at Pretlin when he said this, and she ran into the toilet. She gets it. She gets me, okay, Andy? Moving into the leisure box, there's no other word but mayhem, yeah? Just added Netflix and Amazon Prime to me smart TV rostra. Opened an account with Paddy Power, which you just know they are going to regret, Andrew. Bought myself a mountain cycle. Been tearing up and down the asphalt in the cul-de-sac. Once the seed is worn in, I'm going to ride to the town centre and make some big air over the speed bumpos. I'm not just going to turn heads. I'm going to turn hearts and minds, yeah? there was an open day at the Audi dealership last Sunday, so I took the TT up there and chewed on the breeze with the sales crew. Free glass of champagne was mucho appreciated, and I was given a whirlwind tour of the latest models. Actually got to sit at the wheel of the all-new R8. Must have been there about an hour, but it felt like 8 minutes. So, yeah, that's the boxes unpacked and ready to be refilled with the incredible and the unimaginable. Going to my mum's tonight for lasagna. What a bore. But, hey, she gave me life so that I might make the world as special as I do. Ciao, Bella, and have a cappa choo-choo on me. See ya.
Thanks, Barry. Oh, it's Barry, nice to know that he's still a shit house.
Yeah, he's a shit house,
isn't he?
Well, he's harmless, though, isn't he?
Well, I don't know. I suspect he'll commit crimes.
Do you think he's going to cop off with Pretting?
He'll do something there that he probably shouldn't do.
Pretting-wise?
Yeah.
Something like workplace.
Something inappropriate. Something unwoke.
Workplace inappropriate activity.
Yeah.
I'm with
workplace,
you.
Workplace, not workplace.
Barry Ormoner.
Go on.
You know, we all love him, don't we? You know, our in a way. Yep. So what's up, Barry? That's what you're all wishing you could be saying at me, don't ya? Been eating a lot of skyr, you know, the Icelandic health slurry. It's technically a cheese, but I call it a yogurt because I think yogurt better fits my persona as a healthy fitness, lifestyle boutique hotel smootheroony. It's on the sour side of dreary, but delivers a sweet afterpunch. You can take that as a recommendation-y-o-ny-o-ny-o-ny. I've discovered a little Italian artisanio cafe just behind the railway station. I think me and the young lady barista are going to become entwined and involved with each other, you know. Let's get involved, press print on the invite style scenario. She's from a European base and is as cute as a box of buttons on a lacy bedspread. Her name's Lottie, which is quite appropriate, really, because I reckon I've won the lottery having her in my life situation. She's not actually told me her name, but I saw it on the staff rota that was visible from the corridor to the shit-a-doo-doo hut at the back of the caf. Haven't said much to her yet, just ordered my regular skinny kappa choo-choo every day. We exchange glances when I Apple Pay for the choo-choo. And sometimes, Andrew, a look says more than 1,000 poems. When we do get to speak properly, I'll probably tell her about my incredible life. Once she's heard the major bullet points, kitchen island, mountain bike, Nespresso rig, she'll probably be like putty in my dexterous hands. But that is the future-oony. For now, it's pretty frantic at work. Rental's gone mental this month. I'm heading for a 10% commission bag. If fruition occurs, I'm straight down the Audi dealership and buying a new set of 20-inch alloy biscuits for the TT. Have to buy them on a Sunday because me and the lads at Audi tend to crackle on for up to 20... We tend to crackle on for up to 20-30 minutes once the chat starts running fluid. Got a few new gadgets recently, all purchased online with no comeback, happy chappy or return to sender stipulation. Got a dimmer control for my bedside lamp. I can take the ambience from horror to hot tub in the turn of a dial. Got a machine that makes a beep and gives a reading. Got a hot chocolate proper that... Got a hot chocolate frother that basically pops a cloud on top of your nighttime throat sauce. Anyway, gotta move on and bring knowledge into other people's lives. I'm a precious commodity and I run my own distribution network. Have a camper choo-choo on me, signori, and don't ever forget that my life is the life to aspire to. Ciao and Bella. There's Barry there, got himself a new gadget.
I like his machine there with the beep.
Makes a beep and gives out a reading. Very useful. Barry Ormoner, right, he's done what, again, it's been sent to me, he's done like a video CV, you know, like a to try and get employment and that.
Okay.
This is touch and go, all right?
Right.
Does that mean this is the chances of me pulling it off a...
I haven't got a clue what's happening now.
No, what does the phrase touch and go?
Touch and go, yeah. It means it could go either way.
So I'll click the music. Yup. Yup, magnificent, wondrous, majestic, breathtaking, and a homeowner. Yup.
I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, 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 up into the business sky. You'll feel like you're making love to a golden eagle. Yeah, yeah, if you need reliability, if you need muscle, if you need a creative ping, if you need design stimulus, if you need to impress, then how about a guy that will blow your lazy mind? How about a huge man that moves stealthily than a tram? If what you need is a friend by your side, then come fly with me. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, up, up. Up into the business sky. You'll feel like you're making love. Making love to a Chinese lantern. Yeah, yeah, I got 5 GCSEs, 2 A-levels, HND in business management. Currently junior negotiator at Winston's Estate Agents, nicknamed the Corian Fist. 75% of deals closed within that crucial 48-hour window. Certificate of Superb from the Ballantine Gym Group. Mover Shaker, Croissant Baker. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, 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 up into the business sky. You'll feel like you're making love. Making love in a satin jumpsuit. Perfect dental alignment. Extreme sports are my casual indulgence. Once abseiled from the roof of Stoke Library. I love full maroonies. Love interior design. Love artisan produce. Love really intense mind expansion hubs with fellow travellers. Have the occasional semolina nightmare where an ape digests me, but they are well under controller-oonie. If it's a pillow, it's gotta be ducked down. If it's a river, it's gotta be fast-flowing. My name, my soul is Indian. My physical self is UK-based. My name is Barry C. Homeowner, and I am part of your life story. I won't let you down. I'll just take you up, up, up into the business sky.
Well, Andrew, it was touch and go.
Fucking hell. It's impressive.
Let's hope he gets work.
I'm sure he will.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.